with SLN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The man who killed four people in the New York City skyscraper that's home to NFL headquarters carried a note blaming the league for the cognitive problems he developed as a high school football player. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
A suicide note found in his possession at the scene spoke to a possible motive in the shooting and may explain why he targeted NFL headquarters. In that note, Mr. Tamora claimed to be suffering from CTE, possibly from playing high school football, and he blamed the NFL. He also writes, "Study my brain. I'm sorry."
CTE has been linked to concussions in contact sports. The disease has been diagnosed in more than 100 former NFL players and arisen as an existential threat to the United States' most powerful pro sports league. Democrats are deciding whether to help Republicans confirm several Trump nominees or force the body to stay in session next month.
Normally, the Senate would break from its labors to take an extended August recess, allowing members to leave D.C. and catch up on work and maybe some relaxation in their home states. But this year may be different, with Republicans under pressure to confirm Trump nominees and Democrats divided on whether to help expedite the process or force more delays. Some Democrats are holding out for concessions from Republicans in exchange for their cooperation. Others say they want to slow down the confirmations, even if that means nobody gets to break for the August recess. Bob Agner reporting.
Residents in the southeast U.S. are no strangers to hot weather in the summertime, but the sweltering heat this week set at least one record, and forecasters urged residents to limit being outside and to hydrate. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 204 points, the Nasdaq dropped 80. This is SRN News. A Canadian lawmaker fights assisted suicide.
15 years ago, Andrew Lawton tried to take his own life and nearly succeeded. But he got help and has since overcome his mental illness. And as a member of the Canadian Parliament, he's warning his fellow lawmakers not to expand assisted suicide. There's a bill under consideration that would allow mentally ill people who do not suffer from a terminal disease to take their own lives. And Lawton says if such a law existed 15 years ago, he would be dead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith leaders across the U.S. are hoping a bipartisan bill in Congress might provide some relief to an immigration issue that's been vexing them for more than 2 years. In March 2023, the Biden administration made a sudden change in how government processes green cards for religious workers that has threatened the ability of many of them to continue ministering in the United States. This is SRN News. Officials say Russian glide bombs and ballistic missiles have struck a Ukrainian prison and a medical facility as Russia's relentless strikes on civilian areas killed at least 27 people across the country.
On Monday, soldiers and civilians gathered in Kyiv's Independence Square to commemorate the third anniversary of an explosion that killed 53 Ukrainians held by Russia in the Olenivka prison barracks in the occupied Donetsk region. Kyiv resident Irana Biruk tells the AP, "My motivation for coming here today is to remind our society and the whole world of this terrible crime. We bow our heads before those who were captured, who went through these inhumane tortures, who unfortunately died there." I'm Charles Delezesma.
The Russian attacks came despite warnings from President Trump that sanctions and tariffs could follow. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.